Hello everyone and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I hope everyone is doing really well. I am not surviving and thriving right now because I am running the Richmond Park Half Marathon on Sunday. Today is Monday and I can't move my back. How has this happened? I don't know. I literally have no idea. I do all the things I'm supposed to do. I do the good warm-up, stretch before my run, after my run, cool downs. I follow my training plan exactly. My nutrition's been good. I've started taking electrolytes. Like, I have been doing everything I can to make sure I run this half marathon to the best of my ability. And I was in the shower on Thursday evening and all of a sudden I get a sharp shooting pain down the left side of my back. Whenever I move like towards the right, it's like a sharp twinge pain and like pulls, and I cannot run right now. Like, I cannot run. That impact of hitting the floor, no, it's so painful. So my training, like, I had two runs to do on Saturday, Sunday. Had to cancel them, like quite big runs. I had a 7k easy run and I had like a fast interval session. Had to cancel that. And then tomorrow I'm supposed to have a 5.5k easy run. I don't think I'll be able to do that. And then I think my next run is Thursday. Oh, I'm supposed to have race pace practice k's. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. So it's really annoying. I've just been going in the sauna every day, sauna, ice, sauna, ice, sauna, ice. My mum is a masseuse. Love my mum. Thank you, Mia. She's been giving me massages and I'm just doing all I can, guys. I'm doing all I can so that I can run on Sunday. But like, I'm mentally so scared that all my training is going to be undone by missing like, what, four runs before my half, which I know is realistically not going to happen. Like, it's not going to make that much of a difference. I'm just trying to keep my mobility up. So like, was in the gym today doing like step ups, lunges. I did like a yoga. What is it called? Like going through my vinyasas, mobility, stretching, like really doing everything I can to make sure that I can run this half marathon on Sunday and run it well. Like, I am so determined to run it sub 2 hours. And it's something I can do it. Like, it to run it in sub 2 hours, I just have to run it at, but just below a 5:41 pace. And I know I can do it. If I'm running to like the best of my ability, I can do it. And I just really don't want this back injury to stop me from doing that because I will be really sad. But yes, that has been my week. I don't really have any major stories of the week this week. I've been quite boring. I did my BBC stage 3 to the apprenticeship, which went well, I think. I had a virtual interview, like, so weird. Had 3 questions. 2 were recorded, video recorded. 1 was written. I think it went well. I don't know. I feel like you never really know when you're not, like, face-to-face with someone. And yeah, I won't find out if I've got that or not by, like, mid-April, so we're just gonna keep, you know, being unemployed until then. No, I have applied for other things, but hopefully I get this thing. It would be so ideal if I get this BBC apprenticeship because it starts in September, and which means I get my full summer. And speaking of summer, on today's episode we are going to be going through my calendar of summer 2025, and I'm going to be talking about all the festivals and raves and events I have booked, and I'm going to give you a review because I've done most of them before. So, you know, tis the period of booking summer events, so I thought I'd give you some ideas of what to book, maybe for coming up things, or if you're hesitant to book an event, didn't know what it was like, maybe you'll know a bit more what it's like. And if I haven't gone to this event before, maybe you can tell me if you liked it, if you have gone before. So yeah, should we dive in to this week's video? So let's start from the top. On the 7th of March, which is literally, is that next week? Yes, on the 7th of March, which is next week, I have Sub Focus at Alexandra Palace, which I am so excited for. Sub Focus is probably my favourite D&B DJ. I just think Vibration is literally the best song ever to be invented. I don't even think you can class it as a song. I think it's above a level of a song. It's amazing. Really excited to do that. Obviously, I've never done it before because it's just a Sub Focus, like, it's his own event. But if you ever see Sub Focus on a lineup, book it, because he's amazing. Like, amazing. Sub Focus, Andy C, Dimension, Wilkinson. They're like the four big ones that I would say are like, wow, like, take you on a journey, really special DJs. And I just wouldn't want to miss any of their sets. So I'm really excited for that. But what we are doing is we're going straight from Sub Focus, Circular Sound, Ali Pali, which finishes at 10:45. We're going straight to Ministry of Sound straight afterwards, because Vibe Chemistry and Alchemist are at Ministry of Sound, and I love Vibe Chemistry and Alchemist. I love them both, but Vibe Chemistry I absolutely love. And yeah, again, I've never been to this event before because it's just like a little random one-off. It's not like a festival, but amazing DJs. So that's gonna be a heavy day, Friday the 7th of March. So yeah, then in April I'm seeing Fox Stevenson, which is more of my boyfriend's choice because A Little Sound is playing on the same day, but it's okay, we won't talk about it. I love A Little Sound. Yeah, Fox Stevenson is playing, and he's one of my boyfriend's favorites. More like, he's like a really like rocky style of D&B. Amazing, like so good. Yeah, excited for that. I've never seen Fox Stevenson live before, so hopefully that'll be good. Okay, then also in April 26th, day after my birthday, everyone, I'll be 23. Kings of the Rollers Royal Rumble in London. I will be there. I'm so excited. That's like my little birthday bash. And again, because it's like an event put on by a DJ, it's not happened before, but I'm so excited. I love, love, love Kings of the Rollers. They opened the Origin stage at Boomtown last year, and it was amazing. And I've listened to Kings of the Rollers since I started listening to drum and bass. They were like one of the first group of DJs like I started listening to, and I'm very excited for that. That is going to be so good. So yes. And then the weekend after, we got Chasing Status at Wembley, I think. Yeah. But yeah, Chasing Status are obviously putting on their massive event. So excited for that. I think that's gonna be amazing. Chasing Status have completely they get people who say they don't like drum and bass to like drum and bass, you know? So the only thing I am concerned about is like, there are seated tickets and standing tickets, and we've got a standing ticket, but like, I think it's going to be a bit weird, like the vibes, like I can't imagine people sat down. And like, where Chasing Status have got people who are like not ravers, they're just like going to watch them. I feel like the vibes might be a bit weird, like might be like weird, like concert at the top, rave at the bottom vibes. But I'm not mad about it. I don't know. I think it might be interesting to see the vibe. So we'll update you all on how that goes. But that is really exciting. And then the day after, I'm going to Land Beyond for a day because the lineup is chef's kiss. Let's get it up for you all. But yeah, we've got Sub Focus, Dimension, Mosey, Sota is there as well, I think. Just unreal DJs. That's going to be such a good day. So we've got to get back from Chasing Status on the evening on Saturday, and then Sunday morning we're driving to Brighton to go to Land Beyond, and I'm really excited about that. I've never been to Land Beyond before. My boyfriend has been to Land Beyond like 2 years ago, and he camped, and he said that he really liked the festival, it was really good, but he did say that the security were like on it in the campsite. Like, he said there was like more security guards than campers, so the vibes were just a bit off. But we've just got a day ticket this year, so hopefully it's really fun, and I'm sure it will be. I am very, very excited. Yes, what is the next event we've got? Oh my god, guys, this is not a festival, but on the 11th of May I'm doing a Tough Mudder. I'm really excited for that. Yeah, my boyfriend got that for me as a little Christmas present. And you know, I've been doing lots of fitness recently, so hopefully I won't be too bad at it. But I am not good at like monkey bars and like climbing and things, so don't really know if I'm going to be good at that, but I can run. And it's like a 15k run, so I'll be good at that bit. Okay, and then in May, we've got Bolta in Wales. And I'm going to, if guys, you need to book Bolta. It's like a really small little festival. It's the last year they're ever doing it, so it's your last chance to go. I went to Bolta 2 years ago, which was my first festival I actually ever did. And I'd had the best time. It's like literally a little mini boom town, like with the freedom, like you don't get searched between like being in the campsite and going into the arena. You don't get kicked out of the arena once the music stops. It's like very chill. The people are lovely. I don't know if that's just because it's in Wales and like Welsh people are quite nice. But like also the vibes are just crazy. Like the people there are crazy, and it's really fun. Like really, really fun, really small, like I said. And yeah, I love Bolta. That is one I would really, really recommend. And like I said, it's the last year they're doing it, which is so sad, but why I think I definitely recommend it. So Bolta, get that on your calendars, everyone. Now, the next one is not in my calendar, but I really want to do it, controversially, and that one is Forbidden Forest in Nottingham, which I think is like 2 weeks later or the week after. I don't know. It's really close to Bolta, but I went to Forbidden last year and the year before, and the first year I went, so like 2 years ago, I had the best time ever. I think the crowd is very different to like a Boomtown crowd or a Bolta crowd. They're a bit more like get really drunk and a bit more like uni student vibe. The crowd's a bit younger than like a Bolta. Like I feel like a Bolta attracts more diverse like age groups, whereas I say Forbidden is quite young. I had an amazing time. The reactor stage at Forbidden I think is so good. It's so cool, like there's screens in the trees. Yeah, so that's my first year of Forbidden. I thought it was absolutely amazing. I loved it. The only annoying thing, sorry, I just got my tea to put it in my lap because I don't want it to get cold. I hate cold tea. Anyone else absolutely hate when their beverages go cold? Like it's no joke to me. Yes, he liked to me. I could down that. And it's like hot, what some people consider hot, but I do not like cold drinks. Anyway, Forbidden. The only things I didn't like the first year was you get searched in between the campsite and the arena, and they would make us empty our water bottles leaving the campsite of the water we just got in the campsite into the arena, and that was really annoying because then the arena ran out of water and like there was no water unless you bought bottles of water, and it was just like, what? Like I just think that was like the thing is with Forbidden, it's quite new, it's like 6 years old, and so you can definitely see logistically, management wise, they are still like figuring out the cracks and they're figuring out how to do it, but that was really annoying. None of the security ever can have any answers to any of your questions. Like if you're like, where's this? They do not know. They just don't even ask. That was it. Like again, it was quite young, so campsite vibes can be quite rowdy, but well, you're at a festival, like what else do you really expect? Yeah, then moving on to last year. Now I know last year was hell and horror for a lot of people, and a lot of people absolutely hated it, and that is why they are struggling to sell out their tickets. Last year, I think Forbidden sold out in like 10 minutes or so. It was really fast. All the tickets went so quickly. This year, tickets have been out for months and you can still buy a ticket. The first year I went, they sold quite slowly as well. I think everyone had such a good time that year that everyone bought them really quickly, and then now they had a bad year. So that's why they're not selling as fast. But yeah, last year, let's talk about the problems. Number one, I was fine in terms of sound systems and stages and whatever, but the stage they put the drum and bass on was awful. Like it, like compared to the other stages, like literally you could tell like there was no effort put into that stage at all. Like the other stages look crazy and they're amazing, and this one like didn't even have a screen, and it was like really small. You couldn't see the DJ, and it was on a slanted hill, so like when you were standing it was just so uncomfortable. Yeah, that was not good vibes. I know that other stages, their sound systems cut out, and the ground, it rained. And oh, this was another thing, because it rained, your festival in England, prepare for the rain. They started both days, the Friday and the Saturday, hours late. And because of it, like, acts were being cancelled, the like timetables being changed around, no one knew what the new changes were. So like, you didn't know what stage to be on at what time, because you didn't know the set times were changing. And the app could only run on Wi-Fi, and obviously you've got no Wi-Fi, you're in the middle of a field. It was just so, honestly, so badly run last year. Security were like dragging people all over the place. There was like so many complaints with security. There was like mad floods. They weren't putting like the wood chips down enough, and like people were like falling over. And it was actually a shit show last year. Like, not good at all. My favorite DJ, like I just said, Sub Focus, always plays Vibration, and they like cut his set short at the end. Like, they like didn't let him play it. The drum and bass finished an hour early to everything else on the Sunday, which I just didn't understand that. Yeah, not good last year. I still had a good time because, like I said, the bunker stage that all the drum and bass was on, like, the sound system and stuff weren't affected. And I had a great time because the DJs were amazing, but the actual Forbidden Forest wasn't the vibe last year. But I do really, really want to go this year because they always have amazing lineups, and I do think that they are going to fix the issue. They've sent out so many emails discussing like what they're doing to like make sure what happened last year doesn't happen this year, and hopefully the weather will be nice. Say a prayer, everyone. And yeah, I really want to go to Forbidden again this year. It's just the money thing, really. So I'm hoping that I still haven't sold out tickets by my birthday, and then for my birthday I can get a Forbidden ticket. But yes. Oh, another annoying thing about Forbidden: the only way you can have a shower is if you buy the shower pass, which is like £45. And I also buy the shower and loo pass, because the loos at Forbidden Forest are the worst festival loos I've ever seen. Like, they fill up all the way to the top with shit within like literally half a day, and then they don't ever go down. And I just don't understand how, if you're a girl, you can wee on that. Like, I don't even understand how you can squat and hover over that. I don't get it. Like, it was just going to splash right back up you. Oh, the thought of it is actually horrendous. And God forbid you needed a poo. Like, I don't understand what you're going to do there. And yeah, like, all other festivals have these toilets, which are like, you walk up the stairs and it's a toilet seat on a hole, and then underneath it is like just a big bin, and they just swap the bin out. They don't fill up like that. They do fill up, but like, you just change the bin underneath. Whereas Forbidden Forest have portaloos, which are just not feasible for a festival, I don't think, where that, like, so many people are going to the toilet like all day. You're gonna, like, they're consistently getting full up. So I just don't think the toilet situation is really bad at Forbidden. I hope that's something they fix this year. And yeah, I buy the shower and loo pass so that I can shower and use the toilet. And whereas like in Bolter, you don't have to spend £40 to £90 to get nice showers and loos. Like, on the day, if you want to shower, you can just spend £4 and go and shower, which I think is so much better than having to spend crazy amounts of money on this stupid shower pass. Just because they clean it after every use, they say the showers at like Bolter, where you pay £4, like, they still get cleaned. It's not that bad. Like, yeah, that's annoying about Forbidden, is the showering loo situation. Trying to think of anything else like good or bad about Forbidden. I will say Forbidden does just have a special vibe in it. Like, there's something really special that I love about Forbidden, like when you're actually on the stages and like listening to the music, and like, it does just look amazing. Like, you are raving in a forest. I think that's so cool. So yeah, Forbidden is definitely one I want to book and get in the calendar, but it's not in there yet. I hope that gave you like a good view of like whether you want to book it or not, because it is definitely mixed opinions, and obviously lots of people had a very bad time last year. The next thing I've got is Parklife on Sunday. Everyone knows about Parklife. It's amazing. It's massive. They've literally got every genre you could want there, but the drum and bass is on the Sunday this year, so that is why I'll be going on the Sunday. I went to Parklife not last year, but the year before, and my phone was stolen. That was where I lost the second phone. If you listen to my phone was stolen episode, you know about me and my phones. But I had the best time ever. The only thing I didn't like was that they put the drum and bass in like the worst stages. Like the weather was like so nice. And we got put in a tent on the first day, which like was literally not that bad. Like it was like massive loads of room. But on the second day we got put in an actual little hut. Like it was a hut. And when you were walking towards it, so many people were like crammed into it that you could see thick, foggy, sweaty air leaving the sides of the hut. It was like, it was such a sweatbox. It was the worst sweatbox I've ever been in, raving. But the vibes in there were amazing. So, pros and cons. But yeah, but last year they put the drum and bass on a nice outside stage. And instead of having it spread across 2 days, it was just on one day. So I think they're doing the same this year. And I'll be excited. I'm excited for that. And yeah, and that's in Manchester. Then the next event we've got is Worried About Henry in the City. Sorry guys, my back, my injured back was hurting, so I'm just gonna sit back. Yeah, we've got Worried About Henry in the City, and they didn't put this event on last year. I don't know why. I think it was like contractual problems, but I went the year before and it was my favorite event of the year. It was amazing. It was just a day festival, like really easy. It's in London, which is like nice, easy for me. There's so many different stages. You've got your big stages with that are like just screens. Then you've got the like more industrial stages, like made out of containers. And like I think both vibes of stages is so cool. Just like depends on the vibe. I think screens are so cool. I think it's so cool when there's not screens. And there's just like cool construction. The lineup was amazing. The way it was ran was well, went was really well. The only annoying thing, which I hate when they do this, is that you only have cans of water, not bottles of water. And if they give you a bottle, they take the lid. And if they give you a can, they have to open it, which is just annoying when you don't want to continuously keep leaving the crowd. Like you want to just buy a few bottles of water and just have them on you. That is why everyone, we pack a water bottle and we bring water bottles with us into festivals. I've said that on my like a festival guide episode once, festival etiquette podcast episode, so go listen to my rave essentials on that. Yeah, it was amazing. I also only ate ice lollies all day at Wine the City last year, but it was a great vibe. So good. That's another thing about all these festivals, is it's literally extortionate, the prices of food, but just be prepared for that. I feel like that's pretty obvious, everyone knows that. But yeah, Warren the City is another one I would 100% recommend to get in the calendars. Sorry if you heard my tummy rumble. I think it's going to be really good this year. It was really good 2 years ago. And I think Worried About Henry know what they're doing, you know? They're experienced in running events, so they do it well. Okay, then the next event we've got, I've got a busy summer, I'm so excited. The next event we've got on the 19th and 20th of July is Bass Fest, which I've been to for the past 2 years, and both years has not let me down. It's really good. The lineups are amazing. And yeah, I would only say last year they did have some sound system issues. Yeah, but hopefully they fix that. And the year before they had some sound system issues, but it was unbearably loud. Like now I have my loops, but at the time I did not have my loops, and I literally couldn't go in one of the tents because I was like, no, this is actually so loud, it's hurting my ears. But yeah, apart from that, Bass Fest, another one I would 100% recommend and get in your calendars if you like drum and bass. It's really fun. Then the next thing we have, which is so exciting, is Boomtown. Obviously, I speak about Boomtown all the time. I'm not going to dive into Boomtown too much because I literally speak about it in every episode. But if I was going to recommend any festival for you this summer, it would 100 million zillion percent be Boomtown. It's amazing. It's got all the best bits of every festival in it. It's like it takes every single festival and just takes all the things you love about that specific festival, and Boomtown has all of it. If you like the cool construction, Boomtown's got it. If you like the screens, Boomtown's got it. If you've like storyline festivals, Boomtown's got it. If you like small stages, Boomtown's got it. If you like big stages, Boomtown's like literally every single thing, Boomtown has it. It's amazing, 10 out of 10. I have nothing bad to say about Boomtown. Okay, guys, that is actually everything that's in my calendar so far. There will still be things added to the calendar. I saw that Coven is doing an event in May at Alternate, which looks amazing, that I might want to book. Coven is amazing. I saw her at Boomtown last year. Then what else? It's either Worried About Henry on the beach or D&B All Stars on the beach, which was in Brighton, and I went to that last year and it was the best event I went to last year. That was amazing. What was it called? Was it Worried About Henry on the beach? I don't remember, but it was so good. Just look for On the Beach, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, that was really good last year. That definitely needs to go in the calendar when those tickets for that are out. Forbidden might be added to the calendar. And yeah, I think that might be it, guys. But that's my summer. That's my summer plans. I'm really excited. After Boomtown, I would say the thing I'm next more excited for is Balta. I just think it's such a sick little festival. I will be doing, as festival season approaches, some more, you know, festival related content. I'm a girly that loves a good outfit, but also I cannot be uncomfortable. So if you want comfortable festival what to pack ideas, I can do that for you. What to pack for a festival, anything, literally festival content, I am all down to do that. So just let me know if you would want me to. And yeah, I have been documenting my half marathon training on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. It's The Chatty Podcast. Chatty spelled C-H-A-T-T-E-E. And I will be documenting my recovery, maybe. but I will definitely document what happens in the half, and hopefully everything goes well and I can run. Please pray for me, everyone. Please pray for me that I get a job soon. And yeah, I've really, really been enjoying creating TikTok content, and I'm nearly at 500 followers on TikTok, which might not be a lot to some people, but I'm absolutely gassed about that. Yeah, thanks for everyone who follows me on TikTok and supports me over there, because I love it. I love it over there. Yeah, please go follow me on there if you haven't already. If you're here from TikTok, hey, can you please like, comment and subscribe? Please, please subscribe if you like my content. Comment, let me know what you want to see. Let me know what you think about my videos. Let me know some festival feedback, what festivals you will be going to. And yeah, if you're here with all the running content, then hey, I also like to rave. We love balance. And yeah. I hope you all have a lovely, lovely week. Please let me know what you want to see next week. If you're listening to this on any of your podcast apps, please give us a 5-star review and follow us. I say us, it's literally just me, but it sounds like an organisation if I say us. And yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, like, comment and subscribe. Go follow us on all the socials. And yeah, love you all. Bye.